Hi, welcome back to Notes on Strokes. A few weeks ago, I was lying in bed enjoying those last few moments before getting up and starting my day. I rolled my eyes, looking around for the dogs. I looked right, I looked left, and then I looked up, and my eyes got stuck in that position, looking up, and they would not come down. Suddenly, my left arm and left leg, which were paralyzed in my stroke 3 years earlier, began flailing around, and a primitive cry came out of my mouth. I could not stop the flailing or the screaming. Was I having another stroke? I didn't know, but the medical personnel in the ambulance called it a focal seizure, meaning that it was localized to one part of my brain. I was rushed to the hospital and was happy to learn that I did not have another stroke, and that there was no new bleeding in my brain. But I had had a seizure, which was new and frightening. A couple of weeks later, I asked my neurologist about the event, and he said that the scar tissue left in my brain by the strokes made me susceptible to seizures. Why has no one ever mentioned this to me before? I asked. We didn't want to scare you, he replied. I quickly decided that the seizure was caused by rolling my eyes around instead of turning my head, so if I didn't move my eyes, I wouldn't have another seizure. This was the same logic that told me since I had had my first two strokes after getting up to go to the bathroom, that never going to the bathroom again would prevent any future strokes. That strategy worked for about a day, but obviously I couldn't let that fear, which was unfounded and based on an incorrect assumption about the correlation between going to the bathroom and having a stroke, keep me from ever going to the bathroom. Likewise, I can't worry that moving my eyes will cause a seizure because I know my eyes will move around again. While I think my fears are real, strokes and seizures are scary things. I have to live my life as normally as I can without doing obviously foolish or dangerous things. Life is filled with dangers, expected and unexpected, but that can't be a reason for me to stay in bed under the covers for the rest of my life. Fear is legitimate emotion, but not all fears deserve the same attention, and we can't let fear be the ruling force in our lives. So accept your fears, face them, and then get on with your life. I promise I will. In fact, on August 15th, I'll be taking my show, A Piece of My Mind, on the road to Idyllwild, California. Come on up to the mountains and see us. Check the Idyllwild Actors Theater website for ticket information. And for actors, don't let your fear of failure keep you from auditioning or pursuing your dream. And check out the new book, Facing Your Fear, about dealing with stage fright by my colleague, Bella Merlin. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric Bauer, and I hope you'll join me next month for more Notes on Strokes. Until then, keep moving and don't let unfounded fears slow your recovery.